be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. It was a time when God's chosen people were living in exile in Babylon, and they felt that all was lost. Frankly, they didn't know why God was doing this to them. And so the prophet gives them a message of hope. The first reading is a hymn or a poem about the exaltation of Jerusalem, built around the metaphor of motherhood. The people are to celebrate their return home and to look forward to the blessings that God would shower upon them, and most especially upon the city of Jerusalem. We hear of the comfort that the Lord would give to God's people. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Galatians and speaks of how heartedly St. Paul followed Christ. This meant not only saying yes to Jesus, it also meant rejecting all of those things that would hinder one's relationship with the Lord. And this is what St. Paul means when he writes, "being crucified to the world." We have become a new creation by virtue of our baptisms and through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we are not to return to our old way of life, the life of sin, but to follow Christ more closely. And in Luke's gospel, we hear of Jesus sending 72 others out to prepare people for his coming. If we reread this particular section of Luke's gospel, we find that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, but he is amidst Gentile territory. And so these people are sent out to prepare those that Jesus will encounter as he journeys. They return quite filled with joy at the successes that they had. Jesus warns them not to be filled with pride, but to rejoice in what God has accomplished through them. One of the difficulties of today's society is that far too many seek happiness in self-centered independence that denies both our creaturehood and our interdependence upon God. We forget that we are made for God and for each other, and not for ourselves alone. And so we shouldn't be spending so much time about me and I and what I want and what I need, but rather to live the truth of the gospel, to think about our brothers and sisters, most especially those that are in need. Along our journey, because we will be tapped on the shoulder and we too will be sent out, we are asked to trust in the Lord. Like the 12 apostles, like the 72, we will be called and we will be sent, but we will be given everything that we need to accomplish the task at hand. We shouldn't worry about it. Our God, who is very gracious, who is very generous, will give us exactly what we need to do the task that God has asked of us to do through his grace and through the gifts that he bestows upon us.